Welcome to the Bible Insights podcast with your host Val Waldick. We are studying the book of Revelation in this first series. In our last podcast, we talked about the rapture of the church and the fact that the church is never mentioned again as being on earth after Revelation chapters 4 and 5. The last we hear of them, they are rejoicing in heaven. You can find that in Revelation chapter 5, verses 11 and 12. From chapter 6 onwards, we are only told about the tribulation martyrs who were killed during the reign of the Antichrist, Revelation 7 verses 13 and 14. Jesus is coming for his church. This is the first stage of his second coming. The second stage is when he returns with his church at the end of the reign of the Antichrist and stands on the Mount of Olives. Today we're taking another look at the rapture of the church, this time from Daniel's prophecy in Daniel chapter 9 verses 24 to 27, known as the 70 weeks prophecy. We're going to learn seven things as we look at this prophecy. 1. God has set aside a specific period relating to the Messiah and particularly the Jewish nation. 2. Messiah will come to deal with sin. 3. The prophetic clock will stop temporally before the 490 years are complete. 4. A command will begin the 490-year prophetic clock. 5. The prophetic clock will pause when a very important event occurs. 6. The accuracy of the prophecy. And 7. The prophetic clock will start again at the rapture of the church and the great tribulation under the reign of the Antichrist. Let's take a closer look at the prophecy Daniel penned in BC 600. 1. God has set aside a specific period relating to the Messiah. Daniel chapter 9 says, 70 weeks are determined for your people and for your holy city. That's verse 24. What does this mean? What is a week in prophetic terms? The Bible week referred to here is a reference to a week of 7 years. Not 7 days, but 7 years. 70 times 7 weeks of years, therefore, is the equivalent of 490 years. Keep in mind that the Jewish year is only 360 days, not 365 like ours. From historical records, for instance, we know that Herod the Great, during whose reign Christ was born, actually died in BC 4. Christ was probably born around BC 8. The wise men were students of prophecy and they knew the exact time of the birth of Messiah. The Jewish calendar is correct. 2, Messiah will come to deal with sin. Daniel chapter 9 verse 24 tells us, 70 weeks are determined for your people and for your city to finish the transgression, to make an end of sin, to make reconciliation for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness. This is an accurate summary of the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah. He dealt a death blow to sin, he reconciled us to God, and he clothed us with the robe of his righteousness. 3, the prophetic clock will stop temporally before the 490 years are complete. Verse 4 continues, to seal up the vision and prophecy and to anoint the Most Holy. Here is a reference to a period when this vision and prophecy will be sealed. In other words, when the prophetic clock stops during this period of 490 years. 4, a command will begin the period of 490 years. Daniel chapter 9 verse 25 says, know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the command to restore and build Jerusalem until Messiah the Prince. 5, the prophetic clock will pause when a very important event occurs. Verse 26 tells us that when the command is given, the streets and the walls will be rebuilt. There will be a period of 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The streets shall be built again and the wall, even in troublesome times. And after the 62 weeks, Messiah will be cut off, but not for himself. It goes on to say that at the end of 69 weeks, or 483 years, Messiah would pay the price of our sin and Jerusalem would once again be destroyed. Daniel tells us, and after the 62 weeks, Messiah shall be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince who is to come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. The end of it shall be with a flood. Until the end of the war, desolations are determined. We read here that after Messiah dies, is cut off not for himself but for us, that once again Jerusalem will be destroyed. And the Romans fulfilled that prophecy in AD 70 when they destroyed Jerusalem and knocked down its walls. Number six, the accuracy of the prophecy. When was the command given? Nehemiah 2 verse 1 records the exact date. Historically, the command to restore Jerusalem was given on March the 14th, BC 445. Nehemiah wrote, "In the month of Nisan, in the 20th year of King Artaxerxes, permission was given to him to return to Jerusalem and build the wall destroyed by the Babylonians. With the help of the Lord, Nehemiah and the people rebuilt the entire wall around the city in Jerusalem in just under 2 months. It took them exactly 52 days. What happened 493 years after the command was given in BC 445? This is a very exciting prophecy. Exactly 483 years later, in April AD 32, something very significant happened in Jerusalem. Messiah rode into Jerusalem on the foal of a donkey in fulfillment of the prophecy of Zechariah. Zechariah 9 verse 9, he wrote, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey." The New Testament confirms this. "Now when they drew near Jerusalem and came to Bethage at the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, 'Go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say the Lord has need of them, and immediately he will send them.' All this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, 'Tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you lowly and sitting on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey.'" Matthew 21 verses 1 to 5. Matthew 21 9 says, "Then the multitudes who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, 'Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.'" We call that prophetic moment Palm Sunday. Christ rode into Jerusalem during the last week of his ministry on earth. Within days he was crucified, cut off but not for himself, for your sins and mine. Nebuchadnezzar's vision recorded in Daniel chapter 2 has the same prophetic timeline. Daniel said the statue represented four wicked empires that would precede the final world empire ruled by the Antichrist. The Babylonian Empire, typified by the golden head, the Persian Empire, the breast and two arms, the Greek Empire, the thighs, the Roman Empire, the legs, and the final revived Roman Empire, the 10 toes. Five world empires, the last being headed by Antichrist. The legs of the Roman Empire cover the age of the church. We know that the Roman Empire was never defeated, and it is still very busy in the background preparing for the revived Roman Empire. Verse 20 goes on to say that till the end of the war, desolations are determined. In other words, wars and rumors of wars, trouble in the Middle East, will continue until the Lord returns. Number 7. The prophetic clock will start again at the rapture of the church. The 7-year great tribulation under the Antichrist will fulfill the 490-year prophecy. Daniel prophesied 490 years of history for the Jews. Christ's triumphal entry into Jerusalem happened 483 years later. The prophetic clock stopped. It has been well over 2,000 years since his first coming. The Bible prophesies about those last 7 years as being the period of the Great Tribulation and the 7-year reign of Antichrist when the prophetic clock starts again. The Antichrist will allow Israel to build a new temple, but Daniel tells us that he will break his 7-year treaty with them and persecute the Jews, resulting in the last half of his reign being a time of dreadful trouble such as the world has never experienced. If Christ did not return then, there would be nothing left of this world. But God has everything under control. Messiah will come with his saints and finally end evil, creating a new heaven and a new earth in which dwells righteousness. Daniel tells us about that in his prophecy as well. Chapter 9, verse 27, he says, "Then he shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week, that is, a week of years. But in the middle of the week he shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering, and on the wing of abomination shall be one who makes desolate, even until the consummation which is determined." God has got a time period, he has determined the time period, and Daniel talks about it. The Lord promised his church that we would leave before his final judgments are unleashed on the earth during the great tribulation, and so it will be. Paul wrote in 2 Thessalonians 2, 5-9, "Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things? And now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming." Did you notice that something is restraining and holding back Antichrist? Once the church has been raptured, that which is restraining will be taken out of the way, and then the lawless one will be revealed. Only after the church is gone, the Holy Spirit will lift from the earth and take the church with him at the rapture. Imagine a world where there is absolutely no resistance to evil, no restraint. That is what the reign of the Antichrist during the tribulation period will be like. But praise the Lord, the redeemed will not experience this terrible time. 1 Thessalonians 5:9-11 tells us that God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we shall live together with him. The rapture is a message of great encouragement. And the scripture says, "Therefore comfort each other and edify one another, just as you are also doing." 2 Thessalonians 4 verses 17 and 18 gives us some more information about the rapture. Paul tells us that then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up. The Greek word there means snatched up. We'll be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort, encourage one another with these words. Saints who are absent from the body and present with the Lord will meet us in the air at the rapture. Those who have died, they'll meet us in the air at the rapture. "But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren," Paul wrote in chapter 4, verses 13 to 14 of 1 Thessalonians. He said, "I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, those who have died in Christ, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus." 7 years later, after the reign of Antichrist, we will return with Jesus in the second phase of his return. Zechariah prophesied that his second coming would be to this earth. The church will meet the Lord in the air, and 7 years later, we will return with him to the earth. Zechariah 14 verse 4, "And in that day his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, which faces Jerusalem on the east." Revelation chapter 1 verse 7 says, "In that day, behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, even they who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him." Even so, amen. When we meet Jesus in the air, every eye won't see him. But when we return with him to the Mount of Olives, every eye will see him, and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Enoch prophesied that we will return to earth with Jesus on that glorious day. Jude verses 14 and 15. "Now Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about these men also, saying, Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints. Why is he coming? To execute judgment on all, to convict all who are ungodly among them of all the ungodly deeds which they have committed in an ungodly way, and of the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. At the great white throne judgment, they will answer for all the evil they have done and said." God's promise to the church is true, and the rapture is on his calendar. Revelation 3 verse 10 says, "Because you have kept my command to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial which shall come upon the whole earth to test those who dwell on the earth." There's an hour of trouble coming that will affect the entire earth, something that has never ever happened before. And the Lord says, "I will keep you from that hour of trial." The rapture is closer than we think. Are you ready to meet the Lord in the air? Jesus went on to say in Revelation 3:11, "Behold, I'm coming quickly." That means suddenly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. Do not become discouraged in your walk with the Lord. Let no one steal your crown from you. Jesus is coming. Get ready to meet the Lord. Do visit my website, valwaldick.com, and request a free copy of my award-winning devotional, When the Storms Come. Until next time, when we get a glimpse into the dynamics of the reign of Antichrist.